Le Petit Pipe Murder, written by Flammenkobold and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, the Magnus Archives. Relationship, Nikola Orsonov / Jane Prentice. Rating, explicit. Archive warnings, graphic depictions of violence, rape non-con. From the additional tags, body horror, gore, canon typical worms, hate sex, monster sex, dead dove, do not eat.
See, this is the problem with flesh and bones.
Nicola sing-songs and pushes a hand against Jane's hollowed-out chest cavity.
They are so squishy.
She presses her fingers in deeper and through the spongy flesh clinging to her ribs. Jane's worms ineffectively squirm around the intruding pieces of plastic. Nicola wriggles her fingers around in the oozing opening she created in Jane's flesh and coos.
Aren't you the most delightful thing? Look at how sweet you squirm.
Jane's throat clicks around the rusted metal bar piercing through it, pinning her to the wall, preventing her from talking too. Nicola pushes her fingers in and out, rhythmically, as if she's keeping a beat to a music only she can hear. It is in discordance with the song that drives Jane, the song that fills her every being, the sweet music of the wasp nest, long since abandoned and rotten.
I may just keep you. You'd make such a delightful addition to my repertoire,
Nicola tells her, and taps her fingers along the ribs protruding through the wound. Jane would rather not be kept by a deranged mannequin pretending at being a person. She would not mind being held by someone made of flesh and bone, someone she can build another nest in, someone who can hear her song. Nicola offers none of these things for her, even if there is an allure to her. She closes her eyes and focuses while Nicola chirps away. Then she pushes. First, she pulls her throat away from the metal pipe, the worms knitting together her flesh. Then she slams Nicola against the wall, a barrage of squirming little things coming to her aid, pinning Nicola in place, filling up her mouth.
The problem with plastic is it eventually cracks.
The end.